Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
To the
good morning.
Call.
Good morning.
Welcome to the prayer call. I'm just going to ask everyone to just begin to usher in the presence of the Lord. He woke us up this morning and he brought us on the line. Let's just begin to thank him and worship him for it. Lord, we
thank
love
you. Thank you.
Father, we invite
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You are sovereign, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord God. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your awesomeness, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. We are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 In our midst, oh God. We open up for you to move, oh God.
As continue to praise God, continue to lift his name up, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our first prayer lead.
Good morning. I just got in. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am Minister DeAndre. I am calling from the city of Columbus, Ohio. My scripture today is coming from Romans, the 5th chapter. It's verse 3, but you got to read it all, at least to 5, to get the meaning of it. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. 3 is my verse, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which was given to us. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, it is in the name of Jesus that we come before you this morning. Thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence. We thank you, O God, for being God. We thank you, O God, for an opportunity to pray. We thank you, O God, that we can wake up and think of the goodness of you and all the things that you have done and are doing in our lives, and we can only say thank you. We lift up holy hands before you, and we bless your holy name just for being God, for being the Lord that is with us in tribulations, that is with us in and allows us to persevere in the things that we're going through. But we thank you, O God, that your word is a strong tower. And we, the righteous, we run into your word and we find safety there. We thank you, O God, for leaders and leaderships, O God, that helps us to find the path that you're directing us to. We pray in the name of Jesus for each and every person on this line this morning, O God. We ask you, O God, to take control of every situation or circumstance that any of us might be dealing with, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that we have an advocate with you, with the Father, O God, and that you sit on the right hand of the Father making intercessions for your people, O God. So we thank you this morning just for being God Almighty all by yourself. We thank you for being a way maker. We thank you, Lord God, for being a problem solver. We thank you, O God, that your word again gives us strength and life, O God. We thank you, O God, that you have given us leaders that after your own heart, O God, that we can listen to, that we can learn from, that we can mimic, even mentor, O God, and be all that you have called us to be in this last and evil day, O God. We lift up Bishop Clark and Pastor Lenore, Lord God, and every ministerial person on this line, and even if you're not a minister, O God, we thank you that we've all been called to go and spread the good news of the gospel. So we pray in the name of Jesus for a fresh anointing today, that you would anoint each and every one of us, Lord God. Fill our mouths with your word. Fill our hearts and our minds with your loving kindness, oh God. Help us, oh God, to remember all that you have done for us, how you forgave us, how you loved us in spite of. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you would allow us to do likewise. We lift up our seniors on today, oh God, each and every senior member, Lord God, those of us 65 and older. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would give us good health, oh God, that you would send people that would continue to check on us and make sure that those things that are necessary, that are needful, oh God, that we be there to supply it. We thank you, Lord God, that you're doing great and mighty things in our lives. But, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would keep our seniors, that you would let them know that it's not too late, oh God, that you're still working miracles, that you're still doing great and mighty things, oh God, and that it's not over until you say that it's over. So we pray in the name of Jesus that you would use each and every senior. Help us women to be able to gear the younger women. Help the older men to help the younger men to be men of valor, men of honor. We thank you, oh God, that you're doing those things in our seniors, Lord God, helping them to find their way, helping them to continue to love on one another. We pray in the name of Jesus that there will always be a supply, a surplus for your people, for your seniors. Lord God, keep them in your hands. We thank you that the hand of God is on each and every one of our lives on today. Move in our lives like only you can, oh God. Continue, Lord God, again to bless Bishop. Help him, Lord God, to continue to feed us the manna that you have given him. Help us to apply the word, not just be hearers of the word, but to be doers also. We thank you, Lord God, for healing on the line today, oh God. Heal and deliver, oh God, from any situation and circumstance. We thank you, Lord God, that these prayers are going all over the world, Lord God, that we're in one city, but we're impacting the nations. And so we pray in the name of Jesus that something will be said on this line today that will encourage, that will lift up, that will cause people to know that you're still working miracles in 2025. Continue, oh God, to be our guide. We look to you, Lord God, when we're in the middle of tribulations, when our patience is thin, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would allow us to remember the words that we have read into your hearings on this morning, and allow us to be patient on our jobs, in the marketplace, in the store, Lord God, when speaking to people. Sometimes it can be challenging, oh God, to just have the patience that we need to make it through our situations. But, oh God, we thank you that you have showed us that these characteristics build us up and help us to be the people of God that you're calling us to be. And so we thank you, oh God. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you, Lord God, that your mercies are new every morning. We thank you, oh God, that there is nothing too hard for you. We thank you, oh God, that where two or three are gathered, there you are in the midst. We thank you, oh God, for your word that says, whatsoever we pray believing, that we shall receive. We thank you, oh God, that we know that we can trust you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that trust is our portion on today, love is our portion on today, and that you're doing great and mighty things. Continue, oh God, to bless each and every person on this line. Give us the wherewithal to stand, and when we've done all that we know to do to stand, oh God, we pray that you allow us to stand even the more. We thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, that we can come together and encourage one another, that life is on this line because you are here and your word is here. Continue, oh God, to bless the leaders on this line, each and every prayer lead, each and every prayer person facilitator, oh God. Continue to bless us and keep us, Lord, as we go forth and do the work that you have called for us to do. We thank you again for each and every mother, senior, father on the line this morning. Continue to bless and keep them, Lord. We thank you again for all that you're doing and all that you will do in the lives of your people. We thank you that patience is our portion on today. And in the middle of it all, you're always a very present help in the time of trouble. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the sick and shut in on today, oh God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you would let them know that they're not alone. Allow us to be the vessel that you use to be a blessing to the sick and the shut in. Help us, Lord God, not to forget that there was a time when they were the ones that were coming to serve us. So we thank you, Lord God, that we're all servants and we can serve your people in a mighty way. We thank you again and we bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. I'm going to pass it back over to the host. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister DeAndra, for your prayer today on patience and praying for our seniors today. You know, sometimes our day, because of how our day goes, we get busy, 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 and we don't have patience for each other, and especially for our seniors. So today, let's be mindful of having patience for everyone and patience as we go through the day with the different people that we come in contact with and patience with our seniors. Thank you all for joining us today on our prayer call. It is Won't He Do It Wednesday. And at the end of our prayer call today, if you have a short testimony that you'd like to tell us about, we'd love to hear it. Just press 5-star and we will allow you to do that at the end of the call. If you would like to be a prayer lead or a prayer host, give our office a call at 216-475-6327. We love to have different voices on the line. Allow God to use you in that way by praying for the people, because someone is always being touched, and your words and allowing God to use you through prayer can touch people and to change their lives. It can encourage them, as Minister DeAndra was saying. Someone needs encouragement today, and that encouragement can come from your words. So if you would like to be a prayer lead or host, give the office a call. Again, that number is 216-475-6327. Do you enjoy this ministry? Do you enjoy this prayer line? Do you enjoy, or do you get something out of the daily bread or the evening sacrifice, our Sunday morning services, our Wednesday evening service? If you are getting something out of this ministry, share it with someone. Have them text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. Let's not be stingy about our ministry, and let's not be gatekeepers. Let's allow others to experience the change that we've experienced by being a part of this ministry. Share it with someone. Share the broadcast with someone. Let someone know, hey, the bishop is on. Let's go ahead. Come on. He has a word for us today. Share the daily bread with someone. Share the services with someone. Give someone the number so that they can call into the prayer line. If someone asks you, hey, can you pray for me? Pray for them, but give them the prayer line. Send them to the website, ekcministries.org, and have them put in their prayer request, because we are praying for everyone. Everyone who puts in that request, we add them to the list, and we are praying for them. So share it with someone. At this time, I am going to go ahead and turn the prayer line over to Sister Cynthia.
Good morning, Saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and my word today is from going from bitterness to freedom, coming out of Isaiah 40, starting at the 27th verse. It says, why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My ways is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor for another day. We thank you, God, that we don't have to no longer live in bitterness. We thank you, God, that we know that you are a deliverer, that you are God to set free. And so, God, you are God of love. We don't have to carry bitterness in our heart and hate against anybody, God. We can come to you and ask you, God, to heal us on the inside, God. To heal us from the bitterness, God, that sometimes that takes over us. We angry, we mad. Lord, help us to be like you, God. Help us, Lord God, to want to be delivered. Help us, God, to know that you're a God of compassion. You're a God of love. You're a God that meets the need according to your riches and glory. You're a God, Lord, that loves your people. And so help us, God, to be able to love like you. Lord, that when people see us, they see you. When things come up out of our mouths, it's edifying, God. It's not destroying. Lord God, because the bitterness on the inside just to eat us up on the inside. And so, God, we have to always bring everything to you because you are the only true and living God. You are the only God that answers according to your word, God. And so, Lord, we can go and be free because you say, whom the Lord set free is free indeed. So, God, we could be free in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you and we praise you, God, that you care about the things in our lives, God, that we have to begin to care about the things in our lives, God, that we have to want to be delivered and set free, that we want to be free in order to serve you, God, like never before. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you for all that you're doing in our lives, God. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for freedom. We thank you, God, that we have the freedom to move in you, God, doing and saying the same things that you said, God, that the love of God will always dwell on the inside, God, that we know, God, that when we're seeking after you, we're seeking, God, that you will correct us, God, that you allow us to know we don't have to live like that, God, because you came, God, to set us free. And so, God, we thankful and we grateful, God, for all that you're doing, even in our lives, God. We thank you, God, that we're still holding on to our jobs, God. We thank you, Lord God, for our homes. We thank you for our children. We have to become thankful and grateful, because we're living according to the word. So we no longer have to walk in that old way. We thank God, Lord, that you came and that you died on the cross, God, that we might be set free. And so today we're grateful that we can honor you, give you the glory and the honor that you do, that we'll be able, God, to have compassion on the people, God. Because sometimes people, they don't have compassion. They don't care about the poor. They don't care about the homeless, God. But God, you put it on the inside of us, the love of Christ, that we can pray for the poor. We can pray for the homeless, God. There's so much grants and money out there, God, that they poor and poor and poor. And sometimes, Lord, we be wondering, what are y'all doing with the money, God? But I pray, God, that the ones that work with the homeless and the ones that, God, work with the people just don't have, God, that the people that's over it will do right by it, God. And help them to have compassion and love, God. Help them, Lord, because we know we in these last days, God, and your word don't change even for us. And I know in your word, it said even they sold the poor for a pair of shoes. And sometimes right now, God, it seems like
things is going on like hate, but you're not a God of hate. And we can't get caught up with what's going on. We got to continue to look toward you, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. We got to continue to call those things that's not as though they already were, God, because bitterness would get on the inside because of so much that's going on, God. But, God, we got to remember you're Lord, you rule, you reign, you are King, God. We got to come to you, because if we continue to look at the things that's going on around us, God, the bitterness we're getting in our heart, and we'll become angry people. But God, we don't have to become angry people, because it's the love of God that's down on the inside. You're going to guide us. You're going to direct us. You're going to allow us to hear a word just from you, God, telling us what to do. Stand on our knees, God, and crying out, seeking your face, God. We can't speak one thing and say another. We got to represent you no matter what's going on. You're our God. You're our King. You got us covered under the blood, God. No matter, God, what the eggs go up to, no matter what the bread go up to, you said that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We got to speak your word. We got to believe your word, God. We got to believe that we're free in you. We're thankful and we're grateful, God, that we don't have to march for freedom because you set us free. You gave us another chance because you are God of another chance, God. We're thankful. So we don't want to be bitter. And so not to be bitter, we got to begin to keep speaking your word and keep saying, what thus says the Lord? What did you say, God? Did you not say you would open up a window from heaven and pour us out a blessing, God, that it won't be room enough to receive it? Did you say, God, that you would rebuke the devil for our sake? You said it, God. You said, give me my word, and will I not answer my word? You said that your word should not come back for but it accomplish what we sent it to do. What are we sending your word to do on today, God? Because it's what come out of our mouth. It's not what we put in that defiles a man, but it's what comes out. And so we got to keep lifting you up. We got to keep looking towards you. We got to keep calling those things that's not as though they already were. We got to believe that better days are coming. Because, God, we're in you. We're in Christ Jesus. You came and you saved us, God. And we repented of our sins and you forgave us. And God, we were baptized in your name. And you filled us with the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues. Because your word said that's what you would do, God, and that's what you did. So I thank you today for freedom. I thank you today that I know, God, without a shadow of a doubt, that I'm covered. I thank you, God, for all that you're doing in our lives. I pray, God, that you will continue to meet the need. I pray, God, that you will continue to heal your people. But we got to speak the word, and you said that by your stripes, we already healed. You said every sickness, every disease was nailed up on the cross over 2,000 years ago. And so, God, we got to speak your word. What are your word telling us to do? What are your word telling us to say? So bitterness don't come out of our mouth. Hate don't come out of our mouth. Things that we should not be saying and doing. So God, we're giving you the praise and we're giving you the glory and the honor. Because God, you know the inside of man's heart. And we always looking on the outside, God, but we don't know the say, but you know, God. And we don't have to pretend in you because you're all-knowing God. You see, you know everything. You know everything about us, God. Sometimes, Lord, we be trying to hide in this corner and hide in that corner, but you see us, Lord. We keep saying, God, we're waiting on you to come back and do. No, he said, I'm waiting on you. Lord, you're waiting on us who represent you to talk like you, to live like you, in right standing, God, with you. Hands clean when we lift them up, God, because you came and you delivered all of those things from out of us. And we're thankful and we're grateful for all that you're doing. I pray, God, on today that every need is met on this line. I pray, God, for the sister whose grandchild was taken to the hospital with a seizure. I pray, God, that you heal the grandbaby. You don't have a respect of person. Your word don't have a respect of person. God, if you did it for others, you can do it for me. You can do it for the next person, God, because we belong to you. So we don't have to stand back bitter and mad because somebody is being blessed. We have to rejoice in the fact that your word, God, is showing up in their lives. And we're thankful and we're grateful for all that you're doing. So, God, I pray, God, that you bless the ministry, that you supply the need, that it won't be a defect, God, but the need will be met. I pray for Bishop and Sister Lenore. I pray, God, that you'll continue to meet the need that's in their lives. I pray, God, that the word will continue to come out of Bishop's mouth, God, the word of life. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you because you said that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Lord, we got to get your word down on the inside to know that if we eat food every day, 3 days, 3 times a day, how many times, God, should we eat your word? So when we speak, it's not tearing nobody down, but it's lifting somebody up in love, God, that we don't have a jealous fear, but that we love, God, one another, and we rooting for one another, God, so let us stand together as one. Let us not say Jacob and yet saying Israel. Better say, God, what you're saying. We thank you and we praise you, God, for all that you're doing and all that you've done. And I pray, God, that if healing is needed on the line today, I pray, God, that you issue your deliverance set free. Because we can't do anything sick, God. We can't do anything if we're not able to move. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You are the God that healeth thee. Lord, you said lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We got to lay hands on the sick and see them recover in your name. It's not about us, but it's about you. So I speak to every mountain today that's standing in our way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I counsel the assignment of the enemy. I claim the victory under the blood, under the blood. Lord, we touch and agree that is done by faith. And God, I give you the praise. I give you the glory and I give you the honor on today. And I thank you and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, I turn it back over to the host. God bless you, saints.
Yes, thank you, Sister Cynthia, for your prayer on From Bitterness to Freedom. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. If you have a short testimony that you would like to share with us, we would love to hear it. just press the 5-star, and at the end of the prayer call today, we will get to you and allow you to share that with us today. Today is Wednesday, and it is our midweek, and we are sowing our midweek sacrifice of $25. If you have a offering and you would like to sow that, you can do that by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go to our website, ekcministries.org, and sow your seed there. While you're on the website, look around. Look at all of the things that are there. There's one particular tab that says GPS, Guiding People to Salvation. That is one thing that we all can do. We all have testimonies, whether they are something big that happened in our life or something that we would consider small. God did it, and someone can be encouraged by that. So go to the website and leave your 1-minute audio or video testimony of the goodness of God and help guide people to salvation today. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries. I'm coming this morning from Isaiah 30 and 18. I'm going to read from the MSB Bible. Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a just God. Blessed are those who wait for him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll be praying this morning. The topic is waiting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, 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 oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for you are worthy, oh God. For you are gracious, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we love you, Lord. We thank you for waking us up today, Lord, strengthening us in our body, clothing us in our right mind, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come today, Lord, seeking, Lord God, to please you. We ask right now, Lord God, that you may search our hearts, that you may take all things out that's not like you, Lord. Where there is sin, we ask forgiveness. Where there is sluggishness and slothfulness, Lord God, we ask for your mercy and your help. Lord God, we ask in you today, Lord, that you may look upon your people, Lord, that you may touch their ears that they may hear. Touch their hearts, O God, to receive your word today, Lord God. Bless your servant, Lord. As we come before you, Lord, lifting up your name before your people, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For, Lord, we know that you are gracious to us, Lord God. Even in our times of rebellion and turning back on you, Lord Jesus, we know, Lord, that you wait for us, Lord God, that you may be merciful, Lord, that you may show us your love and your compassion, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. You're always ready, Jesus. Hallelujah, to intervene on our behalf, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it. We bless your holy name for waiting on us, Jesus. Where would we be without you, Lord? We need you, Lord, in everything that we think, say, and do, Lord God. Thank you for your love and your compassion. Thank you, Jesus, for being such a just and a grateful, gracious God. Thank you, Jesus. We know that righteousness and great justice is the foundation of your throne, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, and that you sent your son, Jesus, in the flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to come down, Lord, and to die for us, Lord God, that we may have a right, Lord God, to the tree of life. We thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, oh God. Bless us, oh God, and help us to wait, Lord God, for your promises and your timing, oh God, because it's not like man's, Lord. Your thoughts are above our thoughts, Lord God. Time is nothing to you, oh God. Hallelujah. What seemed like 1,000 years to us may be one day to you. And what's one day to you may seem like 1,000 years. But, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for how you've given us the word, how you're preparing us, Lord, even now, how to wait, Lord God, patiently for you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for humbling us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Sometimes, Lord God, we can't hear and we can't see. But, Lord, we know that you're there, Lord God. Hallelujah. In those quiet and dark times, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for patiently waiting, for always being ready, Lord, to show mercy and to defend us, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You are our help in the time of trouble. You are our strength, Lord God. You are our power, oh God. Through your love and your kindness, Lord God, you have taught us to wait. To wait patiently for you as you wait patiently for us. Also help us to be patient waiting on others, Lord God. Help us not to see the flesh in man, but to see the spirit and the heart on the inside, struggling, Lord God, to get it right. We love you, oh God. And we lift you up today. We glorify your name, Lord Jesus. We want to be more and more like you, Lord God. Remove all things, Lord God, that's not like you. All things is not right. All things is holding us back, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen us, Jesus. Help us to be ready, Lord, when you call. Help us, oh God, that we may be able to be used by you, O God. That others may see, Lord God, you when they look at us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Waiting patiently on you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O God. You love us and we know it, Lord God. You have shown us time and time again, that you hear us, that you see us, and you desire that all be saved. Thank you, Jesus. You've extended the days, Lord God, that we can make it in, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You said, Lord, except you shortened the days. Even the righteous won't make it, Lord. But, Lord, to us, Jesus, it's like you've extended it to us, Lord God. Even though time is running out and we see it and we feel it, but we know you've extended it to us, oh God.
You've given man time and time and time because you allow them to wake up every morning according to your mercy and your grace. Wake up and see a new day. Wake up and have another opportunity to repent and to get it right, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Though a righteous man fall, Lord God. We know, Lord, that you are a just and a merciful God. So we know when we fall, Father, that we can look to you and we can get up, Lord, and call on your name and be restored, Lord God. Hallelujah. After coming to you and repenting, emptying out our heart and our soul, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you today. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you first loved us. Thank you, Father God. You are our joy, Lord, in the time of trouble. Lord, you are our hope, Lord God. You are our future, Lord. You are the King that reigns high, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We look to you, Jesus, every day, Lord. All day long, Lord God, we set our face to the heavens. We lift our hands up, O God. We worship you. We magnify your holy name, O God. We bless you, Jesus. As we patiently wait, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for touching our lives and changing us, O God. Thank you, O God, for delivering us from all manner of things, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for healing us in our body and our mind and our spirit, O God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for your protection, Lord. We thank you for your guidance, O God. We thank you, Jesus, for growing us in grace, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for showing us love and kindness from generation to generation. We thank you, O God, for touching us, Lord God, for lifting us up, Lord God. We thank you for opening up doors that no man can close, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Lord God, before we close today, we ask a special prayer for Sister Tracy Treadwell's grandbaby, Lord. Bless her, Jesus. Touch her in her body, O God, and give her what she needs, Lord God. Heal her from the top to the bottom. Lord God, remove, Lord God, the flu. Lord, because we know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. And we know, Jesus, that her life is in your hand, and we trust you. We have confidence in your word, Lord, that she will be restored. We ask all these blessings upon your people, Lord God. Everyone that is under the sound of my voice, I ask a special blessing, Lord. Touch them, Jesus. In your name, I pray, Father. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Back into the hands of our minister, Erica.
Thank you, Sister Keitha, for your prayer. Thank you for giving us a different perspective. A lot of times we say, oh, I'm waiting on God, I'm waiting on God, but some of those times, God is waiting on us, and he's waiting on us to do something, to stand out on faith and to get up. So we thank you, Sister Keitha, for giving us that perspective. Today, we had Minister Deandra, who prayed on patience. Sister Cynthia prayed on from bitterness to freedom, and Sister Keitha prayed on patience. And we thank God for those women who have prayed on this line today. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. And if you have a testimony, we want to hear it. If you don't want to say it right now, that's fine. Go to ekcministries.org and leave your GPS, Guiding People to Salvation, because your testimony can do just that. There's power in our testimonies, and sometimes we shriek back and we don't want to let other people in our business, but God can use that to touch someone. God can use your testimony to lift someone up. God can use your testimony to encourage someone. God can use your testimony to touch the lives of many people. All you have to do is tell it. So go to the website, ekcministries.org, and give your testimony, a 1 minute or less audio or video testimony. Here lately, I have been finding myself saying, I didn't sign up for this. This is not what I signed up for. And a lot of times in life, we find ourselves in that situation where we're like, oh, I did not sign up for this. Whatever it may be that I signed up to be a mother, but not a mother to my grandchildren. I may have said in sickness or in health until death do us part, but I didn't know I was really signing up for this. Sometimes we're on the job and we signed up to do one position and here comes the supervisor throwing something else at us. I ain't signed up for this. But even during our times where we didn't sign up for something, God is faithful. During that time, as Sister Keitha said, sometimes we just have to wait because God is doing something. We have to wait and take a different perspective during that time. We have to think like, okay, what can I get out of this time? Don't waste your waiting. What can I get out of this time? What is God trying to show me something? Is there something that I should be doing? We have to have patience, as Minister DeAndre said. We have to have patience during that time, because if we don't, as Sister Cynthia said, we can become bitter. We can become bitter with life. We can become bitter because we see God doing something for somebody else. But if he did it for them, he can do it for you. So sometimes we just have to switch our perspective and say, I didn't sign up, and stop saying, I didn't sign up for this, and figure out what can we get out of this situation? What can we learn from this situation? What can we take away from it? Father, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for waiting on us. We thank you for having patience with us. And we thank you for covering our heart so that we don't become bitter. Lord, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you will just touch each and every person on this line. We ask that you will touch and heal today. We ask that you will touch our prayer list. Today we are praying for Sister Latanya. We're praying for Sister LaShonda's granddaughter. We are praying for Sister Manzella. We are praying for Brother Billy. We're praying for Sister Linda. We are praying for Sister Brenda. We are praying for the Hunt family. We're praying for Mother Goodman and Sister Denise, and we're praying for Eris. Lord, we ask now in Jesus' name that as we call out their names to you, that you will begin to send your healing, that you will begin to turn things around, that you will begin to let miracles begin to work, oh God. We thank you for it, and we know that by your stripes we are healed, and we claim healing today. We claim healing today for our prayer list. We claim healing today for those who are on the line. We pray healing in the mind. We pray healing in the heart, God. We pray healing in the limbs, oh God. We pray healing throughout our system, God. We pray healing today. Where there is something needed, God, we ask that you provide. Where there is healing needed, God, we ask that you heal, God. Where there is a change of heart needed, God, we ask that you work on the inside, so God. And we thank you for it, God. We know that all things are possible because we believe in you. We believe that you are a healer. We believe that you are a way maker. We believe that you are a miracle worker. We believe that you are the great provider. We believe in you, oh God. We believe that you will turn things around for us. We believe that we are the head and not the tail. We believe in your word, God, and we pray right now in Jesus' name that those things that we are in need of, that we are in want of, will begin to manifest in our lives, God. Turn things around, Lord. Change our minds so that as we are thinking about, I did not sign up for this, what can I get out of this? Help us change our mind, God. Help us change our perspective, God. We ask right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would just begin to move on our behalf. Lord, where there are boulders in the way, we ask that you will move them out of the way, God. Where there is fear, God, we ask that you will remove the fear. Where there is doubt, we ask that you will remove it, God. We ask that we will be able to stand on your word and that we will begin to just worship you and thank you for all that you're doing, that we will begin to understand where we are in life, that we will begin to understand that your grace is sufficient, God. We ask right now in Jesus' name that you will just move on us. Reign right now. Reign, King Jesus. Reign. Reign on us. Reign on our lives. Reign on our families. Reign on our situations, God. Begin to get the glory out of it. Begin to allow the testimonies to come forth. Begin to just move on our behalf and move within us, Lord. And we thank you for it, God. We lift our hands to you and we magnify you. We pray that you will have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our day. Use us today, God. Use us for your glory, God. Let us touch someone who needs a healing, God. Let us lay hands on the sick so that they will recover, God. Allow us to use our words in a positive way to encourage someone today. Allow us to go out and give to someone that is in need. Help us today, Lord. Help us to do your work today. Help us to do your will today. Help us to get out of our own way so that we can begin to see your glory manifested in the world, oh God. And we thank you for it, God. We lift you up. We magnify you, God. You are so worthy of our praise. You are so worthy of our praise. You are so worthy of our praise. When our hands go up, we are praising you, oh God, and we thank you for it, God. We lift our hands to you today, God. We praise you today, God. We praise you today, God, because you're worthy. You woke us up this morning. You provide for us. You woke us up this morning and you provide for us. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for the lean times as well as the times of abundance. We thank you for it, God. We thank you that we are able to go forth in your name. We thank you that we are able to reach toward you and you will reach back toward us. We thank you for it, God, and we lift you up. We ask that you will just cover us and keep us. Continue to work on our behalf. Go into the school systems, God, and cover our children. Go into the school systems and touch the hearts of the teachers, the administrators, that they will understand the children, that they will continue to do what you have called them to do in the lives of those children. We ask that you will give them the grace to mother the children when the parents aren't doing that. We ask you, God, that you will give them the grace to find new ways to teach the children, Lord. We ask right now, God, that you will just touch our children. Touch our children, God. Touch them. Touch them now, God. We pray against any weapon that the enemy has in store. We pray your blood over our children. We pray your protection over our children today. We pray that you will begin to give people vision for the children, vision for new programs that will help the children, vision for activities that can be planned for the children. A child left to himself will bring his parents to shame. God, we ask right now that you will allow us to reach out to the children. Help us to reach out to those children that are in our hemisphere that we can grab. Help us to grab them, God. Help us to lift them up to you. Help us to pour into them your word. Help us to pour into them today, oh God. And we thank you for it. Use us in the lives of the children today, God. And we bless you for it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I pray today. Amen and amen. Thank you all so much for joining us today for Won't He Do It Wednesday, because the Lord is good. He is merciful and he is kind. And he shows us that every day. There is something that happens in your life every day that shows the goodness of God, whether it is just from you waking up, or if it was an ache that you had that's no longer there, or if somebody was healed. The goodness of God is all around us. Sometimes we have to change our perspective so that we see it. Today is Wednesday. We are sowing our midweek sacrifice. Sow into this ministry, because this ministry is touching lives. This ministry is encouraging you. So sow your $25 midweek sacrifice. For some of us, it's a sacrifice, and for others, it's not. If $25 is not a sacrifice for you, sow what is a sacrifice. You can sow that by way of Cash App at $BishopEricClark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209, or you can go by our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. I just want to give you guys the prayer list one more time. I want you, throughout the day, call out somebody's name. We are praying for LaTanya. We're praying for Sister LaShonda's granddaughter. We're praying for Sister Tracy's granddaughter, Eris. We're praying for Sister Denise, Mother Goodman, the Hunt family, Pastor Lenora, Rachel's mother, Brenda, Linda, and Billy, Mercedes, and Monzella. So throughout the day, just call out the Lord for their healing and that he will work on their behalf. At 9 o'clock, Bishop Clark will be live doing daily bread. So go get your nugget for the day. Go get your nugget. At 7 p.m., we will have our midweek service this evening. So tune in. Remember that if there's any time you don't catch something live, you can always go back on the YouTube channel and watch it later. So we have no reason as to why we can't stay connected and continuing to grow with what Bishop Clark is instilling in us. Thank you all again for joining us today, and I pray that you will have a blessed blessed day.
You as well, Mr. Erica. Thank you all so much.
Sister Erica.